from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here on a Football Friday, 8:03 in the morning. That means it's time for a little Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Dolphins and getting ready, I believe, to do a little deep dive today with Perk as well. Perk, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, what's going on, man? Deep dive at noon today, sunsentinel.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, people can't get enough, Perk. You know how this business works, and from who's hot and who's not to who's playing and who's not playing. I'm always curious. We're getting ready for this second game, and everybody's got favorite names of guys. For me, it's Cam Smith. I want to see. He's going to be on the team. You agree, right, Perk? He's going to be on the team matter what.
Definitely.
He's former second-round pick. But I want to see him do something. I don't want to hear about quiet practices, is good or bad. I want to see him make some plays. What about for you, Perk?
No, I agree, Joe. I want to see Cam Smith make some plays, and I want to see which of those second-team cornerbacks really can establish himself. Because to me, they're all pretty much the same right now when you look at Cam Smith and Ethan Bonner and Saran Neal, Isaiah Johnson, Jason Maitre, Storm Duck, a lot of those guys. I think Nick Needham is pretty much your backup nickel, pretty much. But the other guys, who's going to back up Jalen Ramsey? Who's going to back up Kendall Fuller? Joe, I also want to see Quentin Bell. He was the shocker surprise of camp early, but once we got into joint practices, he's been quiet. The two joint practices against Atlanta, the game against Atlanta, the joint practice against Washington. Quentin Bell seems like a real cool guy. Everybody likes him. He was on the Dolphins practice squad last year. Hopefully he will establish himself tomorrow night.
I want to see Chop Robinson. I want to see, we've seen flashes of him in camp, and he's made people sit up and notice, but mainly against backups, reserves. I'd like to see him against Washington's top line if they're going to be out there Saturday and see, okay, what do they have in him?
Yeah, I agree, Dave. And look, in the bigger picture, you know, I mentioned Bell, you mentioned Chop. We've got to see what this pass rush is all about, right? Because, you know, I think they're going to bring Jalen Phillips along slowly. So let's just say the defense will usually play 60 to 65 plays in a game. My guess is that for the opener against Jacksonville, maybe Jalen Phillips is on a pitch count, 35 to 40 snaps, see how he feels the next day, and you kind of build it from there. But in the meantime, Ogbah, Chop Robinson, Quentin Bell, Mo Kamara, like, what are these guys going to do? How are they going to get effective, steady pressure in the first two games on Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen?
Got to ask you about biggest surprise, because for me, it's pretty clear cut. this Patrick Paul story at left tackle, we're all kind of led to believe he's raw. He needs a lot of work before he's going to be ready, but we think he's got great potential down the road. I don't know about down the road or right now. What's been your take on where he is right now, Perk?
He looks good. He looks good against reserves, Joe. But the guy, the run, the pass, the fundamentals, like, you know, he's this tall, lanky guy, and you would think maybe against NFL pass rushers he might be a little off balance. He looks really good against a lot of backups. Like Dave Hyde said, with Chop, let's see what he can do against the starters. But I agree with you 100%. Patrick Paul is off to a good start, and it raises the question, is he good enough to be the number two behind Teron Armstead and you shift Kendall Lamb to number two right tackle, or is he still going to be number three behind Kendall Lamb? And look, I've got Kendall Lamb prefers to play on the left side. I think the best job the Dolphins got from a number two player last year was the job Kendall Lamb did in that Dallas game against Micah Parsons. And it wasn't a straight one-on-one, you know, that Micah Parsons lined up on that side every snap. But Kendall Lamb, as a backup right tackle, did a great job against Micah Parsons. I trust Kendall Lamb. I've got to build trust in Patrick Paul.
All right, Perk, you did I was trying to find the headline here, but it's basically 10 concerns or 10 thoughts on the preseason. You didn't put backup quarterback in there, and to me that's like at the top of the list. Where are you at on the backup? Of course, I said go out and get Ryan Tannehill after the past week.
Oh, no, but I got to tell you, Perk came right out and just like he put his thumb on it.
Water on
he
that.
Put the thumb on
he
it
said,
and goes, forget
said,
what
I,
Dave Hyde
I
said.
I saw what you wrote, and I know I'm not going down that. I'm going the other way.
You know, well, here's the funny thing about that, Hyde. So, you know, we were at camp that day, and I wasn't really sure what you were writing at the time that you left. And so I had already started my column. And when I saw what you wrote, I sent mine in and I told them, I sent them, we communicate by Slack at the office. And I said, look, I saw what Hyde wrote, and my first two sentences are going to directly contradict. You know, and it's too late. I'm sorry. But here's my deal. Look, I think you're good enough at backup quarterback. I think you're good enough at offensive line. Going to backup quarterback, you know, nobody is a complete system fit for this team. And I think that's true for Ryan Tannehill, Mike White, Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson has had the better training camp, but I trust Mike White more in a game. He has more of a proven track record in a game. Ryan Tannehill, if you bring him here, you're counting on his right arm. And that didn't work before. That didn't work. It's not going to work. Ryan Tannehill needs Derrick Henry behind him, right? That's when he was most effective. If you bring him here and you're relying on Tannehill to make these quick passes, these accurate passes to these speedy receivers, that's not his game. And at least Mike White has been in this system and practicing in it. So has Skyler. I think Ryan Tannehill, who is the best overall quarterback, would be a fish out of water in this system.
All right, so let's get to we're just going to critique your articles now and go ahead. So you met with
let's rip them. Let me give you something to rip them.
Hey,
right.
You spent a little time with Teron Armstead, and yep. He said, "Hey, Perk, calm down. The O-line's going to be just fine. We got plenty." You buying it, or are you concerned at all?
No. Well, listen, the offensive line is good enough. There, you know, aside from Teron, there's not a Pro Bowl candidate on there. No disrespect to Austin Jackson. But, look, here's my thing is that you gave up 31 sacks last year, fourth fewest. Your run game was sixth in the NFL in yards per game. I think it was 135 yards per game. And what else do you want? Like, what else do you want? And the system is built for this offensive line, right? Quick passes. You don't have to maintain your blocks as long as others. The outside zone, you know, just kind of stretch the play, and the running back is going to go out there and look for a cutback lane. Like, this system is very forgiving. It allows you to have a so-so offensive line. I don't know what you want on the offensive line. Like, fourth fewest sacks, sixth in rushing. What more do you want?
No, they were. Hey, listen, and to your point, 6, 7, 8, 9, after 4 year starters basically got hurt, it seemed like a record amount of games. They kept it rolling pretty good.
Since we're on the offensive line, here's a mystery to me this offseason. Connor Williams now is about to start for Seattle. And it seemed to catch everybody, caught me by surprise, because I assumed, boy, his injury was such, he's going to miss most of the, he was so important to the offensive line last year. Now they brought in Aaron Brewer, and they've had some bad luck. He looks like he has a hand injury, and the question is, week to week, will he be ready for the start? But the whole Connor Williams saga, did that catch you by surprise, Perk, that here he is about to start the year in Seattle?
It kind of did. I thought two things. Maybe the Dolphins didn't want to wait on his injury rehab. Maybe the Dolphins thought he was going to want too much money. But I will go to this in the bigger picture, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong on this. I was talking to Alan Poupart about this on the podcast that I do with him on YouTube. I think Hyde does it also. Chris Greer has said you guys are way more worried about offensive line than we are. He said that last year. Look at how the Dolphins have treated interior offensive line. I think they've only gotten one true center. That's Aaron Brewer, right? Because Connor Williams was a converted guard, right?
Right.
Liam Eichenberg is a converted tackle guard.
Correct.
Lester Cotton and Robert Jones. Jack Driscoll said he's never played center. So they don't prioritize center. Let's look at the guards. Most of them are converted tackles, right? Rob Hunt, converted tackle. Liam Eichenberg, converted tackle. Like, they don't prioritize center and guard. They're just getting guys in there. We'll make it fit. If you were a guard before, you can play center. If you were a tackle, you can play guard. Chris Greer told us, and it's they've lived it. They've lived what they've said. I think their priority is skill positions, other positions, offensive line. We'll scheme it up. We just need guys that are good enough. They're not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
We're talking about what this is really important for, the second preseason game, and the rookies, the draft picks. By the way, good week for the draft picks that did play in that first preseason game. All of them seemed to, from Jalen Wright to everybody, even Patrick McMorris played great. Can you keep most of those draft picks? And also I want to ask you about that rookie free agent. We always have one or two rookie free agents make the 53. Will we have any this year with so many guys over the 30-plus club?
Boy, yeah, the draft class did really, really well. Patrick Paul, what a nice job last week against Atlanta. We saw Jalen Wright out there doing his thing. We saw Malik Washington, the wide receiver, had some nice plays, especially on the punt returns after he bobbled that first one. He got it together. And then, yeah, Patrick McMorris, the 8 tackles tied for the game high. Very nice job out of those draft picks. Undrafted guy, Jason Maitre, the kid from Wisconsin, cornerback. He's been making some plays. Isaiah Johnson, also there at corner, has been making some plays also. Those are the two undrafted rookies. Storm Duck at corner also from Louisville. So, yeah, there's been some guys. I'm trying to think of other positions that undrafted free agents have really made a splash. Those cornerbacks are the ones.
Yeah, that's the biggest group.
Yeah, but I want to see somebody make some plays and really – you know, stand out. I think one of them is going to make the roster, maybe two. I think Maitre and Storm Duck, Isaiah Johnson, maybe two of those guys, of those three, will make the roster, I think.
Wow. That's interesting to see.
Yesterday.
Yeah, and Cam Smith has got a spot, too, so that's going to be a very
No, that's automatic, by
there.
The way. Cam's yeah. in, yeah.
Right. Yesterday right. in practice for the joint practice with Washington, for the first time that, and I'm not out there every day, you saw tight end get some feature plays, you know, reverse to Jonnu Smith. You saw a couple red zone plays. To me, that's how do you upgrade the offense? It's right there is number one thing. What are you seeing out there as everyday Perk? What are they doing with the tight end?
Hi, I'm kind of excited about the tight end position. I'm seeing a change in play calling. I'm seeing a change in the way that Mike McDaniel is using them. On first down, in short yardage, in goal line, in red zone. I've got to be careful about what I say because I've already been admonished about revealing some stuff.
Did I just break a rule there?
not specifically. We're
camp's
okay
over.
So
it's okay now. Okay, I think camp's okay, over. Good. I think okay. You're all right.
Yeah, for the public. But this is, I was told that I revealed too much that was revealed when the public wasn't there. Anyway, I think one of the big things for this offense is Mike McDaniel needs to diversify his play calling. I know it's tempting to go to Tyreek and Jalen Waddle every time, but you've got to diversify, and I'm seeing that. And I'm seeing that especially at the tight end position where you did bring in Jonnu Smith, who can do some end-arounds. He can be a – he's a yak guy also, a yards-after-catch type of guy. So that opens up a lot of stuff. Durham Smythe's still very reliable. Last year, career highs in receptions. I think he was 35 receptions, 366 yards, also a career high. So you've got a nice tandem there. I like what they have with Julian Hill also. I'm excited to see what Mike McDaniel, the creative offensive mind, can do now that he's equipped at tight end.
Yeah, I'm with you. I by the way, you hit it right there, man. Perk, you and I on the same page on a lot of this stuff. I think that tight end position could be a lot more active, especially in the red zone, as you guys are talking about. Hey, Perk, great having you, man. Deep dive with Perk today. What time's that going to be available for everybody?
That's going to be at noon on sunsentinel.com after me and Dave Hyde and David Ferones do a photo shoot, baby, for promotion for Dolphins Deep Dive. We have got a photo shoot. I'm going up to Deerfield Beach right now with a wardrobe here in the car.
I was going to say, bring your suit.
Coats.
Bring
yeah,
your suit.
I know. We're gonna light it up, baby. I can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you what, sounds good. I'm going to leave you alone with the ladies. You were so good today, Perk. That was beautiful, man. You were strong. Very strong. Thanks, Perk.
All right, guys.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Man, I tell you what, I agree with a lot of stuff, man. It's amazing. We all watch the same practices, and everybody has a different take, a little different take. Some guys, it's easy, right? And, you know, like a lot of the draft picks are going to be on the team, yes. But I agree with them on some of those rookie free agents.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.